What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2011. March comes in like a lion and may go roaring out like a lion as well. I think we ought to rename this the March to War. Pakistan media is reporting that U.S., British, and French forces are already on the ground in Libya. And they're being called advisors, which is how we got into Vietnam. And it looks like even though the American people are overwhelmingly opposed to seeing their kids die in yet another war for oil and Israel, and even though neither side in Libya wants the U.S. in there, Obama is sending in the Marines, the USS Kearsarge, a Marine assault landing ship is on its way through the Suez up to Libya with a whole bunch of Marines on there who are going to go on shore and shove democracy down these poor people's throats. Apparently, Obama doesn't understand that getting rid of U.S.-controlled puppet rulers is why the entire half of the planet is in an uprising right now. And going in and trying to reconquer the Middle East to keep oil prices down is really not going to go over very well, either with people in the United States of America or obviously the people whose oil we're killing them to remove. I was noticing over on the American media, along with the usual gratuitous bashing of those gosh darn Arab Muslims and all the rest of it, that the business channel, CNBC, all they were talking about is how it's really essential that if the U.S. does not intervene and stabilize the region, which I guess is the new euphemism, for crushing them down into nothing, that oil prices are going to go through the roof and destroy the recovery. Well, there is no recovery if you're not living on Wall Street. And it is U.S. interventionalism that has been driving oil prices up because the U.S. government is burning up so much of the oil to fuel the war machine. It's creating a shortage, which drives prices up. Plus, it isn't really that oil is getting more expensive. It is the fact that the dollar is just in decline. That's the real issue at the gas pump and the supermarket shelves. The U.S. dollar is in decline. Bernanke is already screaming if he's not allowed to turn on that printing press again and print up more counterfeit freebie money out of thin air, that, again, the recovery will collapse. We must protect the recovery. There is no recovery. Saturday, when my wife and I were driving along King Street, out of Chinatown, going into Honolulu to go over to the state capitol to participate in that rally to support the Wisconsin teachers, we drove through Chinatown, and it was literally block after block after block of totally empty storefronts, a literal unbroken chain of broken American dreams. Now, our local media is out there saying, well, we have 90% occupancy in the hotels. Doesn't that prove things are great? Yeah, until you remember that we have had most of our hotels close and go out of business, and the ones that are still in business are having to, like, lower their prices right down to bargain basement firestorm rates through these websites, that try and get you the low prices. Otherwise, nobody would bother going through TSA to get here. So, no, there is no recovery. I don't see it here. I'm pretty sure you don't see where you are that there's any kind of a recovery. The only place where there's a recovery is Wall Street and Washington, D.C. And they're out there to declare war on the oil because they can't buy it anymore. We don't have anything for sale that anybody wants. And it's looking more and more like the U.S. government has really screwed everything up, and their only solution is to knock over the game board to return everybody to, the same level playing field and start all over again. So everyone's screaming about stability in the Middle East. It reminds me, to paraphrase Tacitus, they created a desolation and they called it stability. And that's exactly what's going on. We're going to take a break here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. Bill is in the control room. We'll be right back.
Part Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the very obvious signs of a coming U.S. military intervention in Libya. The U.S. has announced that they're thinking about a no-fly zone over Libya, and they're already saying it will require the bombing of Gaddafi's airfields. Now, they're already running into a problem because Russia and China and one other nation, I'm forgetting at the moment, they're adamantly opposed to U.S. intervention in Libya, as are the vast majority of the American people. And Russia and China have veto at the United Nations. So the United States is not going to be able to get authorization from the United Nations for a no-fly zone over Libya with which to legitimize what amounts to an invasion. It's an invasion and conquest. The United States government is afraid of losing control of the cheap oil. They're afraid of this global revolution that is sweeping around the world as these little provinces kick out their American puppet rulers. They're trying to find some way they can stomp it out of existence right now. And they're looking for some kind of legitimacy. We're bringing them democracy. We're saving those poor Libyan people. And yet, as you can see from the photo that's up at the very, very top of the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, the Libyan people don't want the United States in there. That's why they're rebelling in the first place. Get rid of the American puppet rulers. Yes, Gaddafi was a real pain in the rear many, many years ago. But even the United States government had said he had been tamed. He had been co-opted. That's why Obama gave the charities run by Gaddafi's family $400,000 of your money. On the 9th of February, just about a month ago, Obama authorized an increase in military funding to Libya, Morocco, Tunisia, all of these countries that are now killing their own citizens, got funded by the U.S. government. So between what the U.S. government is saying on the media publicly and what Clinton is saying and what they're actually doing, there's a real huge gap. In fact, over at the United Nations Security Council, the United States urged support for the Libyan mercenaries. They're the ones on the other side. They're the ones shooting the Libyan people. And the United States demanded that the United Nations set it up so that mercenaries who are not from countries that are subject to the International Criminal Court could not be charged with war crimes for killing Libyan civilians. And everybody's saying, why are you doing this? Why are you protecting the other side? Then you need to go back to 2002, when the United States was getting ready to invade Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other countries, and they went around and they got all the countries who were members of the International Criminal Court to sign a document saying that U.S. soldiers and U.S. Military and government officials would be exempt from war crimes trials under the excuse that, oh, those pesky countries, they're just going to use the war crimes laws to harass our decent, upstanding, clean, you know, soldiers and officials. And everybody was scratching their heads. Why is the U.S. government bothering to do this? Then we invade Afghanistan and Iraq. We're torturing people to death to find weapons of mass destruction that never existed. And we realize we all got snookered. The U.S. government got itself exempted from the ICC because it was going to go out and commit war crimes. And so now I think the logical conclusion here is that some of these mercenaries on the ground are from the United States, from Blackwater, from sea. And the United States government is going in there to try and legally protect them at the United Nations and saying, oh, well, you know, you can't prosecute these guys. They're favored. They're special. They're not alive. Or they may be coming from Israel. But the situation here is just, you know, what the U.S. is saying that they're trying to do and what they're actually doing are two different things here. Since the end of World War II, the United States has invaded almost 40 other nations. And every time the American people are told, we're bringing them democracy. And out of all those invasions and all the dead bodies and all the blood flowing in the streets, the United States has never actually created a single real democracy. The U.S. always puts in puppet rulers, the Shah of Iran, Ferdinand Marcos, that kind of thing, Pinochet down in Chile, and on and on and on. They never actually allow democracy, because if they allow democracy, the first thing the conquered people do is hold an election and say, Americans, get out of here. Remember the embarrassment when they finally had elections in Palestine in 2006, and the United States and Israel thought it was a done deal. Their puppet ruler, Abbas, and the Palestinian Authority were going to be a shoo-in, and they weren't. They lost the election. Hamas won. And so the U.S. and Israel turn around and pretend like the election never happened. And gosh darn that Hamas, they tried to seize power. No, they didn't. They won the election. That's real democracy. So whatever is going on in Libya, it's not going to be democratic. It is not going to be for the benefit of the Libyan people. And the Libyan people are smart enough to know that. They do not want the American people in there. You know, Libya doesn't want them there. Russia doesn't want them there. China doesn't want them there. France does not want the United States to intervene in Africa. The fear here is, technically, under the rules of war, under U.S. military doctrine, a war being fought on two fronts, Africa and the Middle East, constitutes a world war. The United States government is leading the world into World War III because they cannot think of anything better to do. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just breaking... Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Just coming out of Fox, just breaking. I get their breaking news updates. I listen to enemy transmission, too. But anyway, on this breaking headline was, they're sending Marines and naval ships into Libya already.
Yes.
It just and came through. So they're doing it now. Gaddafi doesn't they're full
want him
bore.
There. The Libyan people don't want him there. Nobody wants him in there. The American people, I just got another Rasmussen poll here. The American people overwhelmingly do not want another war for oil and Israel. They're saying no, and the federal government is refusing to listen. They're going to spend billions of our tax dollars on yet another pointless war, a new Vietnam, and they're refusing to listen to the will of the people. That is taxation without representation. And I know
what do you
why
think will
Obama
happen if they actually do invade Libya? Do you think they'll win, or do you think they're just going to lose
it? No, they'll garrison it. They'll permanently base American soldiers there and make sure that the oil continues to come out of the ground at a price that is acceptable to American oil companies. And they may run it through foreign oil companies first to sort of hide what's going on, like they're doing in Iraq. But it's all about the oil. It's all about placating little Israel that's very nervous about how all these gosh darn Arab Muslims, they're showing a streak of independence. We can't allow that.
Yeah.
And ultimately, of course, it is about the Wall Street CEOs and the White House desperately needing a distraction, because America is waking up to the realization that the economic devastation of the last several years did not have to happen. It was caused by the biggest single financial fraud in U.S. history, the mortgage-backed securities. And I've noticed, hard on the heels of Matt Taibbi's article in Rolling Stone and the awarding of the Academy Award for Best Documentary to Inside Job, we're seeing already a propaganda campaign coming out of the White House to try and convince Americans that Wall Street had nothing to do with the financial meltdown. It's all a conspiracy theory. And we know there are no conspiracies. And I am not kidding you. I'm not making a joke. They're trying to float a trial balloon that the financial crash of 2008 was an act of terrorism by Osama bin Laden, that they've only just now realized that's what it was. It's a little report out of the Pentagon. And
oh,
as
so Osama bin Dead did this now?
Yeah, they're saying it was actually a covert act of terrorism. It's a terrorist attack. We've got to side with Wall Street, and we've got to support them with what's left of our money, because they are the victims as well as we. And it's a load of nonsense, and I'm pleased to report, looking at the online comments everywhere, this pile of USDA choice bovine excrement is being piled up. The online comments, nobody is buying this one. In fact, the reaction is, are you kidding me? Do you really think we are that stupid that this lie stood any kind of a chance of working, even for a U.S. government deception? This particular pile of bovine excrement is a real steamer. And, you know, the reaction should be one of anger. How dare you assume we're so stupid that we're going to fall for this thing? But yeah, there are
two
really
other questions.
Trying, which tells me how desperate
Saudi
they are
Arabia
right now.
Sending tanks into Bahrain. What do you make of that?
Well, we only have the one report, and even that one report of the eyewitness says they couldn't actually identify them as belonging to the Saudi army. They could be U.S. military tanks, because remember, the U.S. has all this hardware pre-positioned all over the Middle East. I think they call them pumpkin sites or some acronym like that. But there are U.S. military machines stored in Saudi Arabia. So these could be American tanks going in there. I think if Saudi goes in there and starts using tanks against the Bahrainian people on behalf of the Bahrain ruling family, that not only is it going to enrage the Bahrainians, but the Saudis may have a revolution on their hands. Because I know all these ruling clans and all these little elites and global leaders, they're afraid of this global revolution. They're thinking, well, we got to stamp it down everywhere it goes. So we all have to unite together to crush down the people of the world into abject slavery. And it's calling attention to itself that that's what they're doing. Everywhere the people of the world are standing up for freedom and democracy, we're seeing all of these tyrannical dictatorships uniting together to slap them back down again. And we
looks
see
like World
that
War III kind
is.
Of starting, doesn't it?
I'm sorry?
That it looks like World War III is starting, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think we're already there. I think future history is going to say this was the beginning of World War III. I cannot tell you how pissed off I am about that.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of young Americans, a lot of young men and women in uniform are going to get blown to bloody bits for no other reason than greed. And it just sickens me. We're going to take a break. Thanks a lot, Dee. We're going to let you go. We'll be back with Byron and the search.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Senator Hiram Johnson, many years ago, said, "Truth is the first casualty of war." Sun Tzu, in The Art of War, confirms all wars based on deception for the very simple reason that when a world leader wants to start a war, or a national leader wants to start a war, they must trick their population into it. No world leader ever gets up and says, "You guys, I think, you know, there's nothing really happening today. There's nothing on TV. Let's invade the next country. Go in there, steal all their gold, rape all their women, you know, eat all their cattle, and, you know, we'll just have a really good time. Have some beer when it's all over." Nobody's going to go along with that. War is dangerous, dirty, hard work, poorly paid, and there's a reasonable chance that you're going to lose very important parts of your body. So every world leader, every national leader, every king, every tyrant, every dictator that wants to start a war has to lie his own people into it. Whether it is Roosevelt goading the Japanese into the attack on Pearl Harbor and pretending it's a surprise attack, whether it is Adolf Hitler sending his own people to destroy or to attack the radio station at Gliwice and then say, "Oh my goodness, we've been attacked. We must destroy them." Or the World Trade Towers being brought down by CIA and Mossad to say, "Oh goodness, we have to invade Afghanistan, Iraq, blah, 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 blah." So, CNN is reporting that Venezuela's President Chavez is saying that the U.S. is distorting the situation in Libya in order to justify an invasion. And he's probably right, because nobody wants this except the U.S. government, Wall Street, and Israel. Nobody else thinks this is a good idea. Now, Russia Today is reporting, and I think I have a caller on the line who wants to talk about this same thing, looking at the talking points here. But Russia Today is reporting that Russia's military has responded to the United States reports that Gaddafi is bombing parts of Libya where the resistance is centered. And the reason for the demand for a no-fly zone and to justify bombing Libya's air defense centers. And Russia is saying, as far as they can tell, these so-called Gaddafi airstrikes never happened. There's no evidence to support it. It's just more pro-war propaganda. And we went through this with Iraq, with the United States insisting, oh, Iraq was doing this and Iraq was doing that, and Iraq was massed along the border to Saudi Arabia, and Iraq was gassing its own people. And it all turned out to be lies, especially the one about weapons of mass destruction. And they sold everybody on the idea of a no-fly zone to basically crush down and starve the people of Iraq. And just think about it. Who is going to be hurt by a no-fly zone and a U.S. embargo? It's not going to be Gaddafi. He's got tons of money. He's not going to go flying anyway. He knows better than to do that. It's going to hurt the people of Libya. And everybody, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Everybody knows that the U.S. is playing the same game all over again. And we're all trying to stand up and say, we're not going to buy it this time. The U.S. government isn't listening to anybody but itself. But according to Russia, Russian military has reported on Russia Today, the airstrikes that Gaddafi is accused of did not happen. Remember, we heard that his pilots were taking their airplanes and flying up to Malta. They were deserting rather than bombing their own people. So these airstrikes that the U.S. is claiming happened in order to justify a no-fly zone and preemptive bombing of Libya's air defense system in order to facilitate an eventual invasion, it's lies. It's pure USDA bovine excrement. All right, Byron in Canada. Aloha, Byron. Welcome to the show. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
Stick what I was going to tell you, so.
I'm sorry.
It'll be real short.
Sorry, I spoiled
the
surprise.
Christian Manipur yesterday reported the same thing. They said they even flew over the area. They went on the ground, and they also flew over the areas, and they said they could not find any remnants of any bombing by the Gaddafi. Gaddafi might not be a saint, but he did a lot of good things for Libya, and one is the Great Man River Project. I don't know if you know about that, but if you don't, go on the internet and read about what he did about bringing water from way down south and bringing it up to the coast where 95% of the population is for water for the people and irrigation. He did some great things for Libya. I was talking to the Saudi embassy this morning. I was telling them, I said, do you think the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, is Iraq better off with him or without him? And most times diplomats will not say anything. And they said it was definitely better under Saddam Hussein than how Iraq is today. And my worry is if the United States go in there, they're going to destroy the Libyans, probably with depleted uranium, just absolutely destroy it. And it's going to end up just like Iraq. The other thing is, you guys are talking about a World War III. You got to remember, all of the Arab countries combined cannot defeat Israel. So the Arab world combined is no threat to anybody. And that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Now, I certainly understand that one with regard to, you know, Israel being a nuclear power and backed up by the United States. Israel's never been in any danger. Israel's own leaders have admitted that this whole idea of little helpless Israel is just another propaganda device to extract money and political support from the rest of the world. It is a big, huge pile of BS. That's exactly what it is, and Israel's own leaders admit that it is. Now, with regard to Iraq, I know we're coming up on a commercial break here. Iraq's government is crushing down protesters in their country, but have you noticed the United States hasn't said anything about that? It's all about, oh, gosh darn those Libyans and everything. Nothing. same things that Iraq is doing.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show here. Let's go to Jeff in Washington, D.C. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I'm glad to see that you're talking about this, because when I'd just seen that video on that piece on RT, and I had to throw it up real quick, and I'm glad you threw it up to the front of the site. But just so that people can see what's actually going on, that it seems like a replay of what they did to Saddam with Iraq, with the 90 war, of tricking him into
attacking Kuwait.
With the incubator baby scam that was put on by that PR firm. And April Glaspie tricking him into, giving him support to attack Kuwait because of the slant drilling. They need this spot. They need Libya, and the fact that they're sending over all these ships as a way to control this portion of North Africa. RT is out there,
AFRICOM is no longer going to have their offices up in Germany. You know, when the United States formed AFRICOM and there wasn't a single nation in Africa that wanted to have them there, and you can bet AFRICOM is packing their boxes up there in Germany, and they're going to move to, we got really Peace Africa to play in now. Yee-haw! And they're going to go on, and it's going to be another Vietnam. It's just going to drag on forever. because these wars are not being fought to win. They are being fought to occupy. And my previous caller is absolutely correct. The United States is going to do to Libya what they did to Iraq. They're going to put in a new puppet government to replace the old puppet government, and they're just basically going to oppress and crush down the Libyan people to keep them out of the way in order to keep the oil flowing cheaply. And the problem is we are literally hovering at the edge of World War III because our government cannot think of another way to get out of this mess. Right now, more and more Americans, every single day, especially with this documentary, Inside Job, having won an Academy Award, and everybody's going to start looking at it and passing it around. The American people are finally waking up and realizing that, yeah, it is that simple. The U.S. government took away our jobs to make it easier for the banks to take away our homes to cover the losses from the mortgage-backed security fraud when it all came apart. It is that blatant and that obvious, and the scale of such a scam and offense against the American people really was of such magnitude that a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They couldn't accept their government could betray them that openly. But more Americans are beginning to say, yeah, that's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. And that's why the U.S. government has this desperate propaganda thing that says, oh, it was Al-Qaeda did it. Al-Qaeda wrecked the economy. And, you know, go hate them and go bomb them and leave us alone. But, you know, I think in the long run, you know, the very best thing that could happen is for the mortgage-backed security fraud to bring down the American economy and take the U.S. government with it. That may be the only thing that could save us from World War III. Because our government wants a war. They're hoping that if they can get a new major war going, that the American people are going to forget all about the lies and the corruption and the crookedness and the poverty, and we'll line up behind the president, we'll salute the flag, and we'll throw our babies onto yet another firestorm in the Middle East, because that's what good Americans do during a war. And it may have worked before, but that was before the age of the blogs and the internet and the new awareness where the American people, for the first time in the history of the nation, the American people understand that the wars we are in are all being started with lies and deception. So we're definitely at the crisis point that a lot of people have been seeing, you know, coming for many, many years.
Well, the rest of the nation seems to get it, but, you know, as I report here from Washington, D.C., this is definitely a bubble. And, you know, as the economy got bad just with any other recession, all of the major war-mongering military-industrial complex corporations pull up stakes around the nation, start hovering around D.C., and that's what they've been doing around here for quite some time.
It's little isolated enclave here. I mean, I was rather shocked. Did you see that Russia Today report? Was it Russia Today? There were two of them, actually. Apparently, Washington, D.C. is the center of child sex slavery in the United States of America, something like 300,000 kids, homeless and almost homeless, around that whole area, and they're just available to all the lobbyists and the politicians and whatever. And it's nothing new. I mean, we all remember the Franklin scandal where they had young gay boy prostitutes in the White House and everything. But it does seem like Washington, D.C. is living in a self-imposed dream state. They absolutely do not understand what's going on out here in the heartland and how angry people are. I mean, I think that might be the explanation for why they tried this nonsense about trying to blame the economic crash on an act of terrorism. They may actually believe that we, the American people, are stupid enough to fall for that, and the fact that they don't recognize how dumb it sounds to ordinary people, I think is a warning sign, because it means they're not really in touch with the political realities of this country, which means the possibility they're going to make a very, very bad mistake is that much higher. I remember when we were talking about Governor Walker and that phone call where he got spoofed by a radio host, and he was talking about the perception of the teacher strike in Wisconsin solely in terms of how it was reported by the TV networks, not a single mention about the blogosphere. And that I viewed with a certain degree of alarm, because it means that Walker is looking at the nation purely through the filter of the corporate media. And we already know that's a very distorted view. And if the same is true for the entire federal government, if they really are still dismissing the bloggers as kind of a fringe movement, then they really are out of touch with what Americans are really feeling. I know the Rasmussen poll that just came in here only 17% of Americans support military intervention in the Middle East and Africa. Obviously, that 17% is accounted for by military people, oil company executives, defense contractors, and so forth. But again, only 17% supporting going into a war, and the U.S. government is going to do it anyway against a nation that has not attacked us. You know, well, we cannot maintain any kind of a moral high ground on this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the bubble and the media and the blogs and whatnot, looking at the two paper versions of the Mockingbird Press, the New York Times and the Washington Post, at least with the New York Times, they were reporting on what was going on in Wisconsin. But going through the Washington Post, at least the version today, I think the only story I saw on that was in the op-ed section. The people around here in D.C. think that they are the most well-informed, but in actuality, they're the most compartmentalized, and they really know nothing, and then they pick up the Post thinking they're going to get, thinking that it's some sort of real news, and there's just nothing in there except for...
I think they're in denial. I think they're in denial. They don't want to accept that this push for a global fascist dictatorship has triggered a global revolution, and it's already at the doorstep of the United States of America. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to look at it. And it's just absurd the lengths the corporate media is going to go to not face up to reality. As I was commenting on yesterday, the Huffington Post, the only coverage they had on the awarding of the Academy Award to Inside Job was bemoaning the fact that their favorite documentary about an urban graffiti artist didn't win. And it's just absurd how hard they're working to not deal with the real core issue of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, how it destroyed our economy, how the U.S. government has turned on the American people in order to save the banks and bankers, and that's what's brought us to the edge of collapse. And so the U.S. government is going to go out and start another war, another world war, get everybody all hot and bothered in the hope that somewhere along the line we'll forget it was the U.S. government and the Wall Street that destroyed the lives of America. We're already in a wartime economy. Look around. We're losing. Anything else? Okay, I think we lost our caller. Is Gary in North Carolina there?
Hello.
Gary, you there? Okay, we seem to be having problems with our phone system again. Bill, who's next up on the phone list? Jeff is still on. Hello, are you still there?
Well, I might still be on. The phone's cutting in and out.
We're having some major problems with our phone system at RBN. We've been having them for days now.
Oh well, and, thank the national, the NSA TNT for that one.
Yeah. You know, they're out there putting those little alligator clips on the back, and they're getting the alligator clips from Radio Shack, which means they're corroding before they even get them out of the package.
Well, they've outsourced everything that we've ever done over the past 50, 60 years with all the technology and the products that we produce. We don't produce anything anymore. We have to get everything from overseas.
That's what we do. And we make the best trouble in the world. We're the United States of America.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing now is outsourcing pain around the rest of the world with our military.
Oh, yeah, we are. You know, parachute lawyers into those foreign countries, that'll destroy them. All right, well, anything else, Jeff?
I'd just be very curious to see if they ever wind up catching some of the other people stirring problems in Libya that are actually going around house to house shooting people, if they don't wind up being found out to be Blackwater or Z, something like that.
You know, that would make sense. I mean, in light of this report from Russia that the bombing attacks weren't really happening, and this very strange thing about the United States going to the United Nations and saying, don't prosecute mercenaries who came from non-ICC countries, I think the mercenaries could well be working for the United States, going house to house shooting people in order to justify this invasion. I think that's what's going on.
Well, if they don't, because of the satellite imagery that came out, if they don't have any areas that have been bombed yet by the supposed Libyan Air Force, you know, since Blackwater through the CIA is doing most of the bombing with the Predator drones throughout Pakistan and a few other areas, I wouldn't be surprised if we start lobbing some stuff into Libya that way with some weapons that we got from somewhere else, and we wrote something else on the bomb, so when they pick up the shrapnel, they see that it was made supposedly somewhere else.
Well, they tried that in Iraq, and it didn't work out. I mean, the deception was found, and by now, I am sure that all those nations who understand what the U.S. is trying to do probably have their own intelligence assets in the area, their own AWACS, obviously satellite photos all over the area. Anything the U.S. tries to do, they're going to know where it came from and where it went. I don't think the United States can pull this off. They were just hoping that the media would simply go on and sell whatever the lie was to the American people, but it's already falling apart, you know, if we're seeing these satellite photos there. Anyway, Jeff, I'm going to let you go. We got a couple of other callers who've been waiting very, very patiently. We're going to switch over to Gary in North Carolina. Aloha, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
What part of North Carolina are you calling from?
I'm calling from the central part of North Carolina, Mike.
Okay, well, cool. My goodness, we've been looking at that as you know, an interesting place we want to visit in the very, very near future. Anyway, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to respond to the situation in Libya and, of course, all over the Middle East and all over the world, including the United States. People tend to have this reaction, you know, the anti-war folks want to march and call their congressmen and all this sort of thing. Well, in my view, Karen Quintostado has laid out the game plan. The most effective thing that people can do is to do nothing. It's absolutely shut down in the form
of... Don't spend any money, don't buy any gas, don't turn on the electricity, certainly do not fill out any government paperwork, which, by the way, we got confirmation today in one of the stories that we ran at whatreallyhappened.com. Tax noncompliance in this country is reaching epidemic proportions. And,
yes.
You know, so, yeah, people are they're not cooperating anymore. And that was what Gandhi said, peaceful, nonviolent, non-cooperation. Do not do anything the government tells you to do. No ID cards, no stickers, no placards, no color codes, nothing. Just say, you're not part of my life, go away, make somebody else miserable for the next 50 years.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I believe that this is the wild card that they're not prepared to deal with. If you shut down, go ahead.
What they're not prepared to deal with is a population that is no longer willing to believe the propaganda. We have a government that simply got used to this idea, going all the way back to the end of World War II, that they could simply deceive us into doing whatever they wanted us to do, whether it was invade another country or surrender more of our money or let our children get brainwashed and no child left behind, that they could just say, whatever good reason we have to do what we're doing to you, blah, 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 blah. Now they've got a population who do not trust the government, will not listen to what the government is saying, do not believe the corporate media any longer, and they're thrashing around. They don't know what to do. I think that's one of the big reasons they're saying we got to start a new war, because nothing unites Americans behind the president like a really good war. And like I said, in the past, that did work.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, Americans will rally around even a bad president during a time of war if they feel the nation itself is under threat. But in this case, clearly, the nation is under threat from Wall Street and is trying to basically go out and say, hurt the Arabs, go kill the Arabs on the other side of planet Earth. And Americans are saying, wait a minute, nobody from the other side of the planet has attacked the United States, with the exception of those Israelis who took part in 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And the Israelis who shot up that American kid in the Mediterranean. So why should we go invade Libya? And like I said, only 17% of Americans are still supporting that.
I think you're absolutely right. And the fact of the matter is, when you shut down the system, the economic system, the economic flow, start starving the beast, and that's what they will have no way of dealing with that.
Well, they do have a way of dealing with it, and it's called the printing press. Ben Bernanke is already saying that, you know, they got to go to QE3 and QE4 and QE5, and they'll just print up as much money as it takes to keep them in their palaces until the dollar absolutely does collapse. We're in that hyperinflationary stage that we saw in the Weimar Republic, where it's going to take a whole basket full of bills to buy anything. And it's just legalized counterfeiting to keep the rich and powerful rich and powerful. It cannot go on forever. Somewhere down the road, we are heading to a confrontation between the people of the United States of America and a government that has gone horribly, horribly wrong at the hands of a private central bank that loans the public currency at interest for use, which was never what was intended for the United States.
Mm-hmm. And I think that brings us right to the point that what they're doing is an incremental takedown. We're being incrementally taken down. So to the extent that anyone or all of us collectively can push the agenda forward, actually force them to play that hand, force them to throw us into hyperinflation faster than they plan on it.
I don't think they planned to do that, because remember that all these very, very wealthy people with their billions and billions of dollars, you know, stashed in the bank, if the dollar collapses, they hurt as well. They don't want that to happen. I'm sure a lot of them are trying to convert their dollars to other currency right now, and they're running up against the fact that nobody really wants to buy dollars. And again, another reason for the United States to start conquering all of these Middle Eastern oil companies is to guarantee that the dollar will be the oil currency for the world going into the rest of the century, because a lot of those countries had said, you know, we really can't rely on the dollar anymore. We are willing to accept other currencies for our oil. And the United States would say, you can't do that. Our dollar reigns supreme over the world. We have nuclear weapons to back it up. Mm-hmm. So, again, that appears to be part of the agenda. Okay, we got to let you go. We're going to be coming back with Tom in Connecticut after these commercials.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
America, welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones, I want to have a comment, and I want to get into this last segment before we lose our audience at WWC, our shortwave radio. As you know, I think World War III is a really bad idea. for a lot of reasons. We ended the last world war with nuclear weapons. In all probability, we will start this world war with nuclear weapons, because a lot of the nations involved in this thing don't have the conventional forces to rely on. They'll go to nukes almost right from the start. Some nations might fire nuclear weapons as a false flag attack. Israel could set off a nuke in California at the Golden Gate Bridge and say, "Ooh, those gosh darn Arabs did it. Go kill them." These kind of situations are always under the control of the least mentally stable world leaders. And right now, looking at the collection of world leaders we have, the inmates are definitely in charge of the asylum. But another reason that I would like to avoid World War III is a lot of people are going to die. And I know for the environmental wackos who think that erasing two-thirds of the human population would be a blessing for Mother Earth, only they're not willing to kill themselves in the process. It always has to be somebody else. You know, over there, they should die to save the Earth. I'm fine. I'm helping. Earth loves me. Earth doesn't want me to go away. It wants those people to go away. But the real reason I'm trying as hard as I can to discourage the U.S. government from getting us into World War III, from starting World War III, is that we cannot win it, even with all the nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are great for destroying the other cities, but you cannot hold the ground with nuclear weapons, or even nuclear terror. You cannot win a war from the sky. That was the lesson of Vietnam. Continues to be the lesson of Afghanistan. The main reason we cannot win World War III is we have lost our manufacturing, actually gave it away. America's factories are these giant, empty, rusting hulks stretched across the landscape. The machinery inside has either corroded to uselessness or has been stripped off and sold to other countries. It's not like we can say, yes, we're in a war economy, let's go in and start making jeeps and tanks and go in there, flip on a switch, and everything's good to go. It isn't. U.S. manufacturing of military hardware is in small, limited amounts that are exported to other countries. The scale and volume of materiel to sustain a new global two-front war does not exist in the United States of America. We would have to buy it from other countries and go into debt to do so. And right now, the United States is seen as a really poor credit risk by anybody who's willing to loan money to the United States of America, and certainly they're not going to take dollars. Not with Bernanke cranking up that printing press to pay for the war, the dollars are going to be worthless. World War III in the hands of the United States is a losing proposition unless the U.S. can win, and we cannot. We don't have the boots on the ground. We don't have enough boots to put people into. We're an exhausted nation. And this entry into a new Mideastern conflict that could involve the entire planet in a new world war is an act of sheer lunacy by the political leadership of the United States of America, and I think the only reason they're doing it is they can't think of anything better. And they're living in their little bubble. They abuse themselves to Tom Clancy and James Bond movies late at night in their townhouses, and they think they're still living in the world as it was at the height of the Cold War when the United States was a superpower. But we're not in that world anymore. The United States is a failed manufacturing and economic disaster. The only people who've got any money are in Wall Street, and they're completely useless. You think they're going to send their kids to war? We're going to take a station break. We'll be back with Tom in 1 minute.
Gold, ever climbing.